I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the story and reflection of J.J. Warren from the book Keep Watch With Me, Advent Reflections of Peacemakers, edited by Claire Brown and Michael McRae. It was Christmas break. My first semester of college had ended. I was on the train home from New York City. Thick snowflakes had begun to fall. As I left the station, my father was there to greet me. We shared a strong relationship. We talked about everything. Faith, relationships, dreams, the latest Starbucks drink, as I climbed into his blue truck that night. I was quiet. After a few minutes, he looked at me and said, "You're not telling me something. What's up?" "Nothing," I said, staring at the window. "Just tired, I guess." But he asked again, "Come on, Jay. You always talk to me. What is it?" My chest became tight, and I could feel a headache coming. For some reason, I was nervous about what he might say next. After another moment of silence, he said, "You know, Jay, if you're gay, that's okay." In that second, all the tension and fear that had gathered in my shoulders released. I breathed deeply. I opened my phone and timidly showed my father a photo of me with my first boyfriend by a Christmas tree. He smiled and said, "You two look good together." It was a good beginning. Mary, a young girl from Nazareth, was going about her daily life when suddenly she was confronted with something unexpected. The angel Gabriel told Mary that she would give birth to God's Son. No one would ever see her the same way, and she might be rejected by those who didn't understand what God was doing. She was afraid, but the angel was sent to encourage her. I connect to what I imagine Mary must have felt. I didn't plan on coming out to my father or my entire family that Christmas. But a moment of great fear turned into a surprise of joy and anticipation. I feared that my family would not understand or that they would just see me as different. But this is not what happened. It took a while for them to understand, but they accepted me, and I showed them grace as well. As we approach Christmas, think about the Marys around you, or the queer kid with a secret. Who is carrying fear and uncertainty about what is to come? What does it mean to be surprised and overwhelmed by the uniqueness of one's identity? The angel Gabriel made a comforting appearance, and my father's face melted into a smile at the train station that Christmas. Today, where are the comforters when comfort seems impossible? Who comes to say, "Do not be afraid"? Our scripture reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 28 to 38. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
The story of J.J. Warren and his reflection is a preaching in of itself. Doesn't need much of an explanation. And it is also worth to note that it is the same experience of a few of our LGBTQI plus siblings. Some LGBTQI individuals and especially young people have had the experience and the situation where where their parents are more accepting, or the very least, open-minded, willing to listen and understand the struggle of their child, even if they do not really fully understand it sa onset of the conversation. They are willing to understand it. They're open for it. But it's not the same for so many others, especially for those whose parents and families are evangelical, conservative evangelical Christians or Protestant, mainline Protestant Christians. But certainly we celebrate and we draw inspiration from such stories and experiences. No, tayo ay ating wini-welcome, tayo ay nagse-celebrate at nai-inspire sa mga kwento ng iba nating kasamang LGBTQI na sila ay maswerteng merong magulang na accepting or open-minded. And we hope for the day, we continue to hope as well as work for the day when everyone will have parents and family who are as accepting as the parents and family of J.J. Warren. At the same time, one of the important reasons why Open Table Church, Open Table MCC, continues to exist and minister is the knowledge and reality that more often than not, a lot of LGBTQI plus persons continue to experience the opposite of what J.J. Warren experienced. Many LGBTQI plus persons during Christmas time will continue to hide a significant part of who they are, a significant part of their humanity. With all of the family gatherings, yung Noche Buena, relatives coming together, even worship services or yung misa, no, pagsisimba together ng family, there will be those young LGBTQ individuals during this Christmas time who will feel a certain discomfort, who will feel a certain fear in them, secretly, in secret, because of what they are hiding a significant part of themselves, especially during this Christmas time. And many young LGBTQI plus young persons will have the same fear and trepidation that Mary of Nazareth experienced. No, it has not been written, hindi na isulat yung detalye ng ano kaya yung naging conversation ni Mama Mary with her parents nung kanyang finally sinabi or nalaman nila na siya ay nagdadalang tao, siya ay buntis. Ano kaya ang naging reaksyon ng kanyang nanay at tatay? Ano kaya, no? And knowing the context, the Jewish context, culture, and law and community during the time of Jesus, it gives us a safe assumption, a safe idea of what would be the most possible reaction of the parents of Mama Mary. Posible kaya na nasampal, natulak si Mama Mary ng kanyang tatay o kaya ng kanyang nanay? Is it possible na pinagalitan siya nagalit ng matindi ang parents niya sa kanya? And knowing that nagdadalang tao siya when she was already betrothed to Saint Joseph, and that yung kanyang pinagdadalang tao ay hindi naman mula sa sa kanilang dalawa ni St. Joseph, hindi naman sila nagniig, no? Nagkasama ni St. Joseph in that way. Yung batang nasa sinapupunan niya ay hindi mula kay Jose. Ano kaya ang naging reaction ng kanyang parents? There's a possibility that in angry whisper, Mary's parents would have reprimanded her for the shame and dishonor she is about to bring to her family. Worse than that, worst of all, is the great probability that she is going to be stoned to death by their community, by the Nazareth community. Most likely then, napakalaki din ng posibilidad na nung sinabi niya, pinaalam niya, o nalaman ng parents niya na buntis siya, hindi siya pinaniwalaan sa kung ano talagang nangyari. Marahil pinipilit siyang paaminin. No, paaminin ng kanyang parents. Ano ba talaga nangyari? Sino ba talagang ama ng anak mo? Naniwala kaya? O hindi naniwala ang kanyang parents na sabihin niyang, ang Diyos, ang Holy Spirit, ang magulang ng aking dinadalang sanggol, ang aking pinagbubuntis. Marahil paulit-ulit siyang pinaamin sa kung ano ang tunay na kwento. Hindi siya pinaniwalaan. Like Mary of Nazareth, many LGBTQI+ children and young people or even adults will one day, speak the truth of their lives, of who they are. Yet similarly, parents will not believe them. Many parents will not be as accepting and as loving as the father of J.J. Warren. LGBTQ people like Mary of Nazareth, mother of Jesus, later given the title of Mother of God, Theotokos, may have experienced the same kind of rejection and severe reprimand of religiously devout parents. Good parents who only wish everything that is good for their child. So in fairness naman sa mga some of our parents, ang gusto lang naman talaga nila is ano yung makakabuti sa atin. Given sa kung ano yung idea nila about what is defined as good. Even to the extent of spiritual good. Their anger, their fear, and disappointment, and inability to understand are all grounded on the world and culture that shaped them. How they themselves were brought up, the religious community or the church that they belong to, and the other social circles that they move around. Pinalaki ko naman ng maayos ang anak kong to. She is the pearl. And the apple of my eyes. Hindi kami mayaman, hindi kami marangya, pero iningatan ko yan. Iningatan ko ang aking anak. Inaruga ko yan. Iginapang ko sa pag-aaral. And then everything changes. My child, who played with the children of my neighbors, will now be condemned by her own childhood friends and by their parents. My child will be judged and condemned for saying that she is lesbian or that she is transgender or that he is gay. My child will be judged and condemned. Pinalaki ko naman ng maayos sa abot ng aking makakaya. Ibinigay ko lahat. Nagsisimba naman kami linggo-linggo. Nagsa-Sunday school. Or Catholic school yan, from kindergarten to college. She was always praised and admired. Palagi siyang ina-admire ng aking mga amiga at mga kumpare for her beauty, for her intelligence, and for being a good and diligent child. Now this, ano itong nangyari? Bakit nangyari ito? Everyone will look at her with disappointment. And there is a great possibility that she will be stoned to death. There is a great possibility that she will burn in hell for loving another woman, loving another man, for being a teenage mother by a man na hindi man lang niya boyfriend. To a certain degree, we are able to understand the struggle and fears of our parents. To a certain degree, hindi rin naman natin fully masisisi. The beloved children, their beloved children, their prized pearls, suddenly, for them, has changed. We understand the society that shaped and surrounds our parents, and certainly the society that surrounds and shaped the parents of Mary of Nazareth. The lesson that J.J. Warren tells us, sa reflection ni J.J. Warren, in his reflection, he tells us to be angels. To be angels or to be an angel to someone struggling with a secret. A secret that will change the person's life and the lives of the people that they love. To be an angel of good news and acceptance to someone like Mary or to someone who is LGBTQI+. J.J. Warren invites parents to be angels to their children, especially to LGBTQI+ children, to call your children blessed, to call your children that, to tell your children that they are blessed by God, even if they are LGBTQI+. Despite what you may believe or what you may hold to be true, despite what your church or community tells you, perhaps like Mary of Nazareth, with everything that her parents believes to be true, maybe like her and her parents, God may be telling you, as a parent, maybe God is telling you something new, something different, and something wonderful through your child. For young people, para naman sa mga kabataan, especially young LGBTQI+ individuals, indeed, it is scary and fearful. Nakakatakot. Totoo, nakakatakot. Naranasan ko yan. Naranasan yan ng ibang mga nasa MCC. Naranasan nating lahat yan at nararanasan pa rin yan. Nakakatakot ang sikreto natin. At ang sikretong malaman ito ng ating parents. Masakit siya dahil it is painful to imagine and the great possibility to experience the reprimand of our parents. Words of disappointment. Words of frustration. Or even the denial of truth. Denial of the truth of what you tell them, what you speak of. And it is even possible for some people that indeed their parents will reject them, will cast them out. It is indeed possible that parents will reject them as LGBTQI+. The same way that the same possibility or probability that the father of Mama Mary is capable of dragging her out of the house, bringing her to the community, and be the first one to cast the first stone, the first one to throw the stone at her for being pregnant. Find comfort, find strength in the story of Mary of Nazareth na hindi yun ang nangyari. Find comfort and strength in the story of the mother of our Lord, when she had to deal with her parents, when she had to deal with her community and her husband-to-be, everyone she had to deal with who will not only reject her, but also may put her to death. Find comfort and peace in the story of Mary of Nazareth, that despite the forces around her, despite the fear that she felt, hindi man nasulat yun, but we can safely assume, marahil takot na takot si Mama Mary. Despite all of those things, what the angel of the Lord told her is that the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And in the same way, despite the forces around you as LGBTQI+, despite the people around you and the fear that you feel, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. No matter what happens to you in the coming days, months, and years, the Christmas story tells us that God will see you through, just like with Mama Mary. God will not abandon you. So the whole world may condemn you, God will be with you. God will be journeying with you. God will give you Elizabeths and Josephs and shepherds and magis who will support you, journey with you, believe in you, care for you, speak in your behalf, and bring you, give you valuable gifts. Gifts that are much needed for your survival and for giving birth. For as Mary gave birth to our Savior, so is God doing and birthing something new and wonderful in your life, through your life. The story of Mary is also our story. Ang kwento ni Mama Mary ay kwento rin natin. The story of Christmas is not just a remembrance of the past. The Christmas story, the Advent and Christmas story, is also a story that is happening to us and a story happening around us, with us, through us today. I hope this spiritual truth, ang katotohanan of this Advent and Christmas story will give you peace and will give you assurance. The proclamation of the angel of the Lord to Mary is this: greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid. It is the same proclamation I pronounce to you now as a blessing. Ano man ang iyong, sino ka man, nasaan ka man ngayon, kailan mo man ito pinakikinggan o pinanunod itong sermon na ito, whether LGBTQ ka o straight o ano man ang iyong background at pagkataos, nasaan ka man ngayon, the proclamation of the angel of the Lord to Mary is the same blessing I am telling you now. Telling you today. Greetings, O rainbow child of God. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Amen.